Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 25th, 2020. According to numbers provided by RBB, the Hauptstadt continues to report new coronavirus infections, but the spread has slowed down. This week's count of new infections is 193, almost the same as last week when 187 were reported. The total count of infections in Berlin as of May 23rd at 8 p.m. is 6,636. 166 corona patients are in the hospital, and 58 of those are being treated in intensive care. So far, 191 people infected with the virus have died in the capital. On Saturday, almost 40 rallies and demonstrations were registered in Berlin, but participation seems to have decreased compared to the weeks before. At different places in Berlin, people demonstrated against corona-related restrictions. There were counter-protests, as well as a rally against the right and a day of action by cyclists. 1,100 police officers were deployed around the protests, and no major incidents were reported until the evening. According to police, many gatherings were peaceful and in accordance with the COVID-19 regulations. However, there were also criminal charges at larger events, some of which had not been authorized, and around 180 temporary arrests were made. The hotspots for the protests were the Siegessäule and, as in the previous weeks, the Platz der Republik in front of the Reichstag. The rallies were partly registered by so-called Reich citizens. Last Saturday, police had to clear the meadow because several hundred participants were gathered there, and due to hygiene regulations, only demonstrations with a maximum of 50 participants are allowed. Rosa Luxemburg Platz and Alexanderplatz, however, stayed relatively quiet. In Reinickendorf and in Wedding, cyclists temporarily set up new cycle lanes, with people and pylons as demarcation. According to the organizers, the districts were deliberately chosen because of their cyclist-unfriendly infrastructure, where some say they do not dare get on their bikes because of aggressive car traffic. In the afternoon, there were also actions in Charlottenburg on Kaiser Friedrichstrasse and in Neukölln on Hermannstrasse. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, as an effect of the crisis, districts are establishing pop-up bicycle paths on streets that were formerly heavily impacted by car traffic. Some districts are even considering turning these temporary lanes into permanent ones. The Berlin chapter of the Anti-Coal Initiative, Ende Gelände, has been classified as left-wing extremist by the German Office for the Protection of the Constitution. Now, the youth organizations of the Greens, SPD and the Left, Jusos, Grüne Jugend, and Solid, demand the abolition of the constitutional office. According to a statement available to the German press agency, quote, "Those who equate right-wing terror and the commitment to climate justice as two, quote, extremes of an otherwise exemplary middle class cannot be in a position to adequately combat fascist tendencies." The statement continues that the Office for the Protection of the Constitution is not living up to the necessary work in the fight against right-wing terrorist cells and therefore must be abolished. Grüne Jugend federal spokeswoman Anna Peters told the German press agency that this was about the protection of the Constitution as a whole, not only in the state of Berlin. In the Berlin State Office for the Protection of the Constitution report, which was presented on Tuesday, the Berlin chapter of Ende Gelände, or End of the Grounds, was classified as left-wing extremist. The report states that the initiative presents itself as an actor in climate protection, but conceals the fact that the actual goals go far beyond that. The initiative has often shown that it, quote, at least approves of the use of force in, quote, actions of civil disobedience. Grüne Jugend, Solid, and Jusos now write that they are, quote, proud to be part of this climate movement and standing up for a planet worth living on together with Ende Gelände for years. They went on to say that those who confuse climate protection with anti-constitutionalism have not understood the urgency and impact of the climate crisis and demand that the report be corrected immediately. The Office for the Protection of the Constitution is confusing anti-capitalism with anti-democracy and equating democracy with capitalism, and, quote, this equation is clearly rejected. The statement is causing discomfort in the parties. According to news magazine Der Spiegel, only left-party youth group Solid can be sure of the support of the mother party with this demand. The Greens and the SPD disapprove the call for abolition of all constitutional protection organizations. Jusos and Grüne Jugend only receive sporadic support from mother parties in this matter. Resident car parking permits in Berlin currently cost about 10 euros per year. This might be over soon. A change in the law is to give municipalities more leeway, and the fees could rise to 240 euros and even more per year. The question is no longer whether parking fees in Berlin will increase, but when and how much. A new federal law will allow municipalities to determine how much residents will have to pay for a parking permit freely. So far, the upper limit was 30 euros and 70 cents per year. The law has yet to pass the Bundesrat, but observers expect approval. The Berlin Senate has been pushing for this for some time, and politicians of all parties in Berlin generally agree that the amount is too low, but have disputes on the details. Parking space management is to be expanded significantly. By the end of 2020, motorists are to pay for parking in 75% of the space within the S-Bahn ring. By 2023, the Senate plans to introduce parking space management within the entire S-Bahn ring. Currently, motorists pay for parking in Altmitte, Tiergarten Süd, large parts of Prenzlauer Berg and Friedrichshain, City West, and the Bergmannkiez in Kreuzberg. Parking management is also already in place in Friedenau and Steglitz. The next step will be to make parking fees payable in several neighborhoods in Mitte this year. If you tuned in on Friday, you know that this is our birthday week. 3 years and over 700 episodes of Berlin Briefing and counting. Please visit our revamped website at berlinbriefing.de and check out the information about helping us with the costs of keeping Berlin Briefing up and running. Thanks goes to Maurizio, Paolo, Wendy, Max, and David, who generously gave over the weekend. But please remember, regardless of whether you can make a donation to Berlin Briefing or not, our content will always be free and without advertisements for everyone. Thanks for listening.